Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877 DOCDALI. So, you know, I'm sure you guys have been watching social media and, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and everybody's like, oh, I really admire Vladimir Zelensky. And, oh, these poor people in Ukraine, I am just so proud of them. And, yeah, keep fighting the fight. We admire you so much. Okay, I think Ukrainians are probably very, very grateful that you guys admire them, but that's really not what they need. I think the admiration is thank you, but no thank you. They need help. They need people to put their money where their mouth is because they need food. They need supplies. They need clothing. I don't know if you've seen these people who have evacuated with their kids, only one bag, if that. And these kids are sleeping on benches, and it's cold. And, you know, and I know, you know, we admire them and we think they're wonderful, but I really admire the people that are actually getting out there and doing something. So I don't know if you heard what happened with Airbnb, where it looks like, I don't know if it's Quentin Tarantino, but I guess there's a, I'm trying to see who gets credit for this, but an idea gained viral momentum, and it looks like, it says IG at Quentin Quarantino. Okay, so it's not Quentin Tarantino. But he said, yesterday I shared an idea to support Ukraine by booking rooms for rent at Airbnb. And what the plan was is you buy an Airbnb booking in Ukraine, even though you're not going. And then they get money. And that's a way to directly get money to Ukrainians. I know a lot of you are kind of concerned about all these charities because many of these charities have vice presidents and CEOs. So if you're able to scrape together $25, you're worried that that $25 is going to go to somebody's new desk at these charities. I get that. You know, I started a fundraiser through the American Red Cross and Ukrainian Red Cross because I trust the Red Cross. And we know they're out there. We know they're helping. We see what they do. And so I have a fundraiser on Facebook for that. But very smart idea on how do you get money to Ukrainians. If we aren't fully aware of what Ukrainian, shall we say, companies are, you know, which alcohol do they make? Do they make clothes? What do we buy from Ukraine? Well, there's Airbnbs. And if these go directly to Ukrainian property owners, you're giving them money. Now, be careful. We don't know how many Russian people own these, and you might be just giving money to Russians. You also might be giving money to Russians. And again, we're not anti-Russia because there's many people in Russia that are now victims, too. They're trying to escape. They're trying to get out of there. This is Putin. But as an entity, Russians at war with Ukraine. But, you know, anybody funding the Russian war, you really don't want to give money to. So we are hoping that I think, let me just see how much money went to them already, how much money was raised. Apparently, Airbnb says on March 2nd and March 3rd, guests from around the world booked more than 61,000 nights in Ukraine, even though they don't have any plans to go there. More than half of those nights were booked by Americans. Airbnb said it's offering temporary housing in neighboring countries to up to 100,000 Ukrainians who are fleeing the country. They're waiving guest and host fees. Very, very cool. Airbnb has been awesome with that. Just like I said, be careful because you just don't know if it's Russians owning these properties in Ukraine. You know, just like we have a lot of property here in America owned by China. And people from China have been buying up properties like crazy, especially, you know, in Nevada and, you know, a lot of places where, you know, we think, oh, you know, great, you know, we'll have cheaper rent and all that. It's a lot of Americans don't necessarily own a lot of our properties here. is, though, people putting the money where their mouth is. That's helping. You know, I recommend everybody donate blood who can donate blood. Even if your blood cannot be shipped there, and mind you, they need blood. We're seeing kids killed. We're seeing people killed. The casualties are horrible. They need blood supply. And just like the blood supply during the previous war efforts, you know, were badly needed, if the Red Cross, if Vitalant, if these blood banks are trying to ship what they can to these conflict zones, then your blood, even if it might not necessarily get to the conflict zone, it's helping replenish what's needed locally. So if you can donate blood, please donate blood. Go to Vitalant.org, go to AmericanRedCross.org, and it'll they'll show you how you can donate blood. And then, of course, you know, there's tons of fundraisers out there, UNICEF, United for Ukraine. I haven't vetted all of them out there, so I don't know. I did list some for you guys that appear to be very, very legit. And so Save the Children, they have been operating in Ukraine since 2014. They also provide emotional, psychosocial support because these kids need help. There's UNICEF. There's Global Giving. Global Giving has a Ukraine Crisis Relief Fund, Salvation Army. And I know a lot of you guys have been asking, what about toys? We want to collect toys for these kids. There are some charities that will collect those toys. And so I just can't right now direct any of you on where to do your collections, because we had that problem with Superstorm Sandy where we had all these things collected and then nobody wanted them, you know, except for maybe a church or two. And so they were like, no, just send us the money and then we could go and buy the toys or we could buy the clothes. But I am sure that there are charities out there that could use the toys. And I like that, where you're able to actually donate something that can actually go into a child's hand. I love that, because then you don't have to worry about the money going to somebody's desk or somebody's salary. So I think that's cool. The problem is we don't have a lot of air traffic going to Ukraine. And it would have to then get to Poland. So look, talk to your local charities like Salvation Army, Goodwill, Red Cross, Vitalant on what they need, what they could do, Save the Children, for example, UNICEF, but what people have been doing with Airbnb has been very, very cool, because it's getting money to Ukrainian hands. Whether it's going to the war effort or not, it depends. We're assuming that if a Ukrainian has property, they're already fighting there, and maybe they'll help share the money. Who knows? But it was really, really cool to see that happen. But like I said, your admiration and your love, that's fantastic, but they need help. They need supplies. They need food, shelter, blood. Donate blood if you can. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, so sadly, we're not out of the woods when it comes to our weather. Severe storms are threatening 60 million people in the U.S. today after tornadoes killed 7 in Iowa. I don't know if you've seen these large twisters. They are just they're phenomenally huge, and they're just rip-roaring through the Midwest. More than 60 million people from Atlanta to Philly are facing the threat of severe storms after days after a deadly tornado attack, including an EF4 twister. It killed 7 people in Iowa. Other cities, they say, that could see severe weather include Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Nashville. According to CNN meteorologist Haley Brink, adding the main threats include isolated tornadoes and damaging winds. They say heavy rain will accompany Monday storms, especially across the Ohio River Valley, with the potential for rainfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour, Flood watches have been issued for parts of Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, West Virginia. The soil in the area was already saturated from heavy rain the past 2 weeks, mudslides, things like that. Any additional rain will make ongoing river flooding even worse. So, sadly, several tornadoes touched down near Des Moines, Iowa, killing 7 people, including 2 children, and impacting dozens of homes. They say residents may have had less time to prepare and take shelter due to the delayed dissemination of tornado warnings issued by the local National Weather Service, including Madison County, where Emergency Management Director Diogenes Ayala said 6 residents were killed. The oldest victim was 72 years old, and the youngest was 2. So, still unsure why, you know, there's issues and, you know, lack of warning. I just don't get how. I've never lived in the Midwest. I've visited there because I have family there. I don't know how you guys do it in terms of, you know, grabbing everything you can and getting into your shelter and hoping the tornado passes by you. I really feel for you guys. So, the tornado in Winterset was raised to an EF4 level, maximum sustained winds of 170 miles per hour. It was on the ground for more than an hour and a half, and its path stretched almost 70 miles. They say this was the first EF4 tornado in Iowa since October 2013, the second longest tornado path since 1980, behind a 117-mile path that was clocked on June 7, 1984, in southern Iowa. We have 6 people in Madison County being treated for injuries sustained in the tornado, according to officials. Ayala previously said 1 adult had life-threatening injuries and 3 others had been hospitalized. So this is the worst anyone has seen in a while, just absolute devastation. Tornado warnings were issued in Arkansas late Sunday and early morning, according to CNN. A spokesperson for the Arkansas Division of Emergency Management said there was tornado damage and multiple downed power lines near the Martin Township area, 70 miles north of downtown Little Rock. So, as I said before, you know, as we're trying to see what we could do to help Ukraine, there's a lot of things that you could do that can help wherever there is need most. So if you donate blood and it's not going to go to Ukraine, it's definitely going to go to where they need, you know, where they need locally. There's definite need, you know, for supplies after these tornadoes. And so anything you could do, you know, with in terms of the Red Cross, in terms of Vitalant, we need things to calm down a little bit. We just do. Some of you are like, well, let's drink. I don't know. You gotta figure out what you're drinking though first. Okay, we don't want to really drink Russian vodka. Russian brand. We spoke to you guys about brands of vodka. Stoli is not Russian. And in fact, Stoli is even rebranding their name because people have been dumping Stoli in the streets. Stoli is not necessarily a Putin-endorsed brand of vodka. Stolichnaya vodka was originally founded by Yuri Scheffler, who is a Russian-born billionaire. But he has been exiled from Russia since the year 2000. And the vodka is made in Latvia. So they don't have anything to do with this Ukrainian war. So the vodka brand was previously marketed as Russia. Excuse me. And so now they've changed their name or they've changed their branding in direct response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This according to Stoli Group in a press release. Now, they said Stoli Group, sorry about this, am I of legal age? Yes, I have to say yes, a little bit above that. Stoli Group, they say, has a long history of fighting the Russian regime. We unequivocally condemn the military action in Ukraine and stand in support of the Ukrainian people. They actually have a beautiful little emblem here of a dove in the Ukrainian colors. They say the safety and security of our Ukrainian team is our top priority. We are monitoring the situation closely and are already moving swiftly and decisively to provide support where needed, both to our people on the ground as well as partners. That's according to Damian McKinney, global CEO of Stoli Group. While we do not have any operations in Russia, we do in Ukraine and across many of the bordering countries. They say, I personally experienced persecution by Putin's regime, and I share the pain of Ukraine and its people. That's according to Mr. Scheffler, founder of Stoli Group. So Scheffler purchased the business in 1997 as it was struggling. He transformed Stoli Vodka into a globally vertically integrated company. In 2000, they say, in one of the first examples of the regime identifying a valuable asset and attempting to wrest control of it, Putin waged a battle for Stoli Vodka trademarks across the world. Apparently, it's still ongoing in some countries. Now, this is according to Stoli. Yuri Scheffler left Russia in 2002 and has not returned since. He says, they say, when all else failed, the regime established FKP Sochplatimport. I guess it's a Russian state company created in 2002 to attack trademark rights around the world. Based in Moscow, they sell an inferior Russian product called Stolichnaya in very limited markets. The products, however, they say, is easily distinguished from Stoli Group, as the label clearly states made in Russia. Stoli Group has no connection to this product in both production and ideology. FKP may not sell the product in 150 countries around the world, including the U.S., where they own the trademark rights and where only our Latvian-produced vodka can be lawfully sold. So, they say, for decades, Stoli Group has resisted Putin's regime. We stand out with Ukrainians and Russians calling for peace. And they even are collecting donations through World Central Kitchen, which is a nonprofit organization that is first to the front lines offering meals. So, you know, I get it. I mean, you know, smart move by the company to say, look, I don't know if you guys know our history, but this is where we are. People think we're Russian. We're not. But this is fascinating, though. We have come so far in not being discriminatory against people. In fact, we're renaming hornets. We're renaming plants because we don't want them called after certain, countries. We renamed our COVID variants so it wouldn't be politically incorrect and stigmatized. But all of a sudden with this, man, nobody wants to touch anything Russian. And if China does move forward, you know, with, you know, taking over Taiwan or doing what they're doing, there's going to be a lot of anti-Chinese sentiment. And it just kind of fascinates me how, you know, we went from it would be politically correct for us to go, oh, it's Russian. And now we're doing it. In fact, it was interesting. I went to meet a friend of mine who's Ukrainian. And they're like, and, you know, he was drinking a vodka something. And so I ordered something, and I said, not Russian. And I almost felt weird saying that, especially since I have family from Lithuania, you don't want to be anti a country. But what Putin is doing and what Russian troops are doing is sickening. And if we do go to world war, and we go to war with countries and allies do end up joining, Russia, then you're going to hear these anti-country sentiments just like you heard back in World War II times. It kind of blows my mind. They say China has been touting a friendship with Russia and is their most important strategic partner. As we know, China has been very reluctant to condemn. You know, they do want to be at the table to help broker peace, but they've been really kind of falling short of being, you know, very critical. In fact, as most of the world has been cutting off Russia from a financial standpoint, Russia has been going to China for help. I'm not sure how much help China is giving them, but we know that China and Russia work well together, and we were told that Russia honored China's request to wait until after the Olympics before they made their move. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court has said it will not take up the sexual assault case against comedian Bill Cosby, leaving in place a decision by Pennsylvania's highest court to throw out his conviction and set him free from prison. The high court declined the prosecutor's request to hear the case and reinstate that conviction. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court last year threw out Cosby's conviction, saying the prosecutor who brought the case was bound by his predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby. Cosby spent nearly 3 years in prison before Pennsylvania's high court ordered his release. Republican leaders are furious that the Biden administration is in talks with Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, trying to pry him from his relationship with Russia. The United States cut off diplomatic efforts with Venezuela in 2019. Senator Marco Rubio said rather than produce more American oil, Biden wants to replace the oil from one murderous dictator with oil to another murderous dictator. This is USA Radio News. Many Russian soldiers are confused about why they're going to war. And with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Russia's soldiers were given the wrong reasons to go to war. A Russian commander captured by Ukraine forces condemned Moscow's genocide invasion. Russia's Lieutenant Colonel Dmitry Mikhailovich, who was captured along with two other soldiers. We were told in Russia via media that Ukraine is dominated by literally, and I'm 100% wrong now, Ukraine's territory is dominated by fascists. And I feel shame that we came to this country, to this territory. This woman just standing and crying. I feel shame.
Fire crews in Florida are battling scores of wildfires that have burned more than 12,000 acres across the panhandle. Stiff winds are driving the flames as the two big fires continue to burn. Evacuation orders are in effect for several areas in Bay, Calhoun, and Gulf counties, where over 1,000 homes are under those orders. The Florida Forest Service has issued wildfire risks statewide. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what are Russian soldiers thinking about all this? And how are Russian soldiers okay with killing, as far as I'm concerned, fellow countrymen, as many of them have shared, shared upbringings, have shared, previous history, and now all of a sudden they're at war with each other. And a few days ago, we were told that many of them being captured have been saying, look, we were duped. We were tricked. And you're like, okay, really? How could you tell? How? How do you not know? Well, if the media is that intercepted, if that media is that, well choreographed, there is an argument that they could. I mean, this idea that this was supposed to be a peacekeeping mission, I'm not entirely convinced. because obviously they had to ready their weapons. It doesn't sound like they've readied their cars because they've been having tire issues and things like that. But they obviously had to go through military drills. And so, you know, peacekeeping mission, why do you have to have so much artillery? Why do you have, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, you know? But on the flip side, I don't think a lot of Russian soldiers want to be there. But they might be there because their family, you know, can be killed, or there's so many other things that are sadly facing them if they leave or if they don't follow orders, that they might be doing it under duress. So they, the Guardian talks about how five Russian soldiers were sitting in a brick building blindfolded, and they were some of the latest prisoners to be captured in Ukraine at the time, and a Ukrainian voice was interrogating them, saying, "Speak. What message would he like to send soldiers and Russians back home?" And he said, "Frankly speaking, they tricked us." He referred to his military superiors. They said, "Everything we were told was a fake. I would tell my guys to leave Ukrainian territory. We've got families and children. I think 90% of us would agree to go home." This was a three-minute video that was filmed under conditions of duress. The soldiers were obviously scared, but there are many videos of Russian captives saying, "Look, we didn't want to be here," or "We didn't know this was going to happen." They said, asked what he would tell his commanders. One said bluntly, "They are blank," and they used a derogatory remark, actually a homophobic remark. Another phrase frequently used was "Oni obmanuli nas," they duped us. And so some have abandoned their vehicles, some have gone back to Russia on foot with their weapons and kit bags, not sure what happens to them if they do come back. I mean, you know, are Russian superiors, you know, in the military ordered to kill them if they don't? You know, we don't know. We know that happened in the Nazi army. If you didn't follow suit, you got killed and your family got killed. And I don't think most of the people in the Nazi army wanted to do what they did. But sadly, when you have somebody in power and somebody threatens you and everybody above you, all your superior officers threaten you, then you sadly feel like you only have one way to go. And so there is low morale among invading troops. And one of the most late, one of the latest interviews is a Russian commander who was captured in Ukraine, and he has condemned Moscow's genocide invasion. He said in a televised statement that the troops were, quote, duped into believing Kyiv had been overthrown by Nazis and needed liberating. I mean, how could you believe this? Now, we did see Putin use the term neo-Nazis. Putin was bringing up Nazis. And you're like, where is that coming from? Well, that possibly is coming from the propaganda they are feeding their people, saying, "Look, we got Nazis. We got to go after the Nazis." I don't know how people believe that. But National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Astakhov Dmitry Mikhailovich was captured along with two other soldiers. He said they had been told they were being sent to help Ukraine because it was dominated by a fascist regime and that nationalists and Nazis had seized power. Obviously, this information was unilateral information. And obviously are begging for mercy. You know, the Ukrainians can really do them in, obviously, and kill them with everything going on. The colonel said his doubts were further confirmed when he found out that his favorite boxers, Ukrainians Oleksandr Usyk and Vasily Lomachenko, planned to fight for the resistance. Yeah, that was kind of a sure sign that, wait a second here, this is not what we signed up for. The captain begged for mercy from Ukrainians and said he was ready to go to jail for taking part in the brutal offensive. "I feel shame that we came to this country. I don't know why we were doing it. We knew very little. We brought sorrow to this land." And I don't know whether we believe them or not, but I wouldn't be surprised that because we know most people don't want to kill other people. they want to just kind of do their thing and go, you know, and you know, be with their family and get through. I mean, you know, not many people are looking. I mean, especially, you know, as we're, you know, especially as we're, you know, we aren't living in a time where Russia is being oppressed and Russia is trying to, you know, completely, I don't know. It's so telling reporters that he was speaking freely, the high-ranking officer apologized to citizens, said, I cannot find the words to say to the Ukrainian people. And again, it could be that, you know, he's just trying to say what he needs to say for his life. But, man, this is definitely not a war where there are that much public support around. You know, and it's interesting. The reason why the Ukrainians are holding their own is because they have nothing to lose. This is their land. They have everything. This is everything to them. So a Russian soldier that doesn't want to be there, you know, and in crappy equipment, and they're hungry, and they're, if you don't have that momentum, you're not going to be a successful army. So one of the soldiers said many of them are embarrassed. They do not want war in terms of Russians at home. They just sincerely hope for your mercy towards these people who come to you with their hands up or those who are wounded. We should not sow death. It's better to sow life. Mikhailovich urges troops to be brave and oppose their commanders. You are in a tense situation going against your own commander, but this is genocide. Russia cannot win here anyway. Even if we go until the very end, we can invade the territory, but we cannot invade the people, which is a very good statement. You could invade a territory, but you don't necessarily invade the people. That and that, you know, even if Ukrainians flee, people look at, oh, the Ukrainians are giving up, they're losing. No. Flee, reposition, and come back hard. I mean, that's what happened with Jews as they escaped the Holocaust when they were able to escape, you know, before Nazis, you know, rounded them up. They fled to Israel, and then they were able to, you know, do, you know, underground operations to get people out of these countries. I mean, you know, the heroism, you know, people think, nah, this isn't World War II over again, and I hope it isn't World War II over again, but it all has the same ingredients. You have evil people in power, you have lack of logic and lack of care for human life, you have people, you know, needing to flee, you have people who are only able to take one bag and run to the nearest train station. And, you know, luckily, you know, some of them are being able to get on and get out. Others aren't. There's people from Africa, people from, you know, multiple countries that are being discriminated against, the Middle East. We're being told that some of them are not being allowed into Poland, that there are some of them are not being allowed onto the train. That's so, you know, we saw this in World War II. So we still see the same, you know, crap. And here we are. Almost 100 years later. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, but we also do take your emails and your Facebook and your Twitter questions. And so one of you had said that you disagree with me. I'm not going to go into your full message, but you disagree with me on the mandates because here we are. And I guess everywhere, his name is Jerome, everywhere he goes, he sees people not wearing masks anymore, yet COVID is still a threat. And he said if there weren't mandates, people wouldn't wear masks. So he disagrees with my, you know, attitude on mandates and mask wearing. So I'd like to know exactly what it is that, you know, he's kind of, you know, disagreeing with in terms of, you know, how I feel about it. I don't like any idea of forcing somebody. And the main reason why I disagreed with how these mask mandates were done is a main reason why is I don't think they were effective. I've never thought they were effective. What is being put on these little five-year-old or pre-K faces in New York, because Mayor Eric Adams is still keeping a mask mandate in place for these little kids. I've spoken to teachers. I've spoken to pre-K. These kids don't keep them on their face. They don't wear them correctly. Why? Because they're smart. They don't want something inhibiting their breathing. That's how they roll. I mean, that's what little kids do. Kids are taught to not cover their mouth or nose, to put things on their mouth or nose. Their mouths, the nose is for breathing, for sneezing, and for eating. Well, the mouth is for eating, breathing. The nose is for sneezing and breathing. You don't put things around there. And so my problem with the mandates is proof to me that these bandanas, that these cloth masks that have, you know, the Jets, the Browns, the, you know, or hockey, the Golden Knights, you know, or Raiders, you know, in my neck of the woods, you know, prove to me that these are actually medical grade masks. Now, mind you, yeah, they do provide a barrier for people who sneeze and drips on themselves, but I see people sneeze and cough with their mask. They remove them because they don't want to get them wet and make them useless for them. So when you mandate something that's not working, what happens when we really have a very, very threatening health challenge? And we're like, okay, guys, you know what? We need really everybody to bunker down. This Ebola is spreading very quickly around the globe, and it's already in your neck of the woods. No one's going to listen. They're going to be like, oh, to hell with you. And there's been so many studies saying most of these masks, even the surgical masks that we're wearing, 90% of our exhalation is leaving it. Well, of course, because otherwise, if it was airtight, we wouldn't be able to breathe. We'd be suffocating. So, of course, we're getting air exchange, and the filters aren't good enough, and dirty masks are being used. So when people see, and Jerome isn't the only one, others of you have said, look, nobody's wearing masks anymore. That's why we need the mandates. My problem with that is if the masks worked, I'd be more, I'd say, empathetic with your argument. But I'm not convinced that that's what saved us from COVID. And the other thing, too, is, you know, somebody had asked, why aren't people wearing masks? I mean, weren't they scared about COVID? Don't they realize we're still in a pandemic? What changed? What really changed was Omicron. Once people got sick, see, Omicron was the first wave that really hit a bunch of the people who were vaccinated and boosted. Many of us got through Delta unscathed, I credit my vaccine, and I wore the masks, and I did all that, but Omicron is what really changed everybody's, or most people's attitudes, and it's because they got sick, and so all this time, we're like, wear a mask, you know, use the vaccine, or get the vaccine, get boosted, and when boosted, people like, I just had another patient. You know, oh, I don't have COVID. I've been vaccinated and boosted. I think you do. For anybody that got COVID despite wearing the stupid mask, they're like, the mask didn't work. Now, mind you, I don't have N95s. I used up whatever N95 I had early on in the pandemic. So I just wear, you know, I was wearing these crappy coverings. That's not good enough. So you lost people. Once people realize, wait a second here, this is, something's not right, I still got COVID, well, then what ended up happening is they're not going to follow the mask. So, yeah, I've noticed that, too. You have a couple people still wearing a mask outside, and that's fine. That's fine. If you still want to wear a mask, that's why we're in this country. That's why we want to serve in any way we can for our country's constitution and their rights and our liberty and freedoms, is because that's what America's all about. If you want to wear a mask, you get to wear a mask. You know, if you don't want to wear a bra, you don't have to wear a bra. If you want to wear a skirt, you can wear a skirt. I mean, you know, if you don't want to wear a skirt and you want to wear pants, That's okay. That's what America is supposed to protect you. You know, and that's what we're supposed to be able to have as our rights. But, yeah, the average person, I think they realize the masks don't work. And that's a very scary sort of thinking from a public health standpoint. Even though I said early on, guys, I don't think they're working. Fauci was originally correct in saying, look, these aren't going to protect you against COVID. But then he had to say it's a barrier. We all had to say it's a barrier. And it is. I mean, no doubt it does. You know, if it's a very well, if it's a brand new, crisp, clean surgical mask, yeah, it does provide a barrier. But the big difference between everything now is I think everybody feels duped. They feel lied to. They feel like the CDC, you know, Omicron, thank God, wasn't serious for a lot of us. But many of us never want to get COVID, even though Omicron was mild, because we felt like crap. It was not fun. And so they're like, well, it didn't matter, mask or no mask. So I might as well, if I'm going to get the next wave anyway, despite being vaccinated, despite wearing a mask, I might as well breathe and not have this on my face. Now, I tell you, I did feel a little naked. I did feel like, I think I want to wear a mask, especially since the mask made me break out. So I was broken out. I'm like, oh, I need to go back to the mask. But for the most part, people feel that freedom. So, yeah. But very good question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another question I got, this is about 3 days old, wants to be anonymous, is Ukraine going to, if they win this war, go back and then fight Russia? Are we going to see more war? And he goes on about how, you know, Ukraine might want to now retaliate and go after Russia. Ukraine right now, no, just because there's been some challenges for Russia, we cannot say it's over. We cannot say Ukraine is winning this. They are doing a damn good job. They need all the help they could get, money, food, blood, you know, and please don't underestimate the Russians. I think the Russians overestimated their abilities. I'm seeing less and less that they are probably not going to, you know, be anywhere near winning what they thought they would win. The problem is they are taking over nuclear facilities and all that. And so how this ends, that was another question I got. How will this end? People say, well, it'll end by, you know, the streets of Moscow. It'll end. It'll probably end by somebody taking out Putin, because Putin's ticking off a lot of people, even people in Russia. That might be how it ends. And then what happens is the army recedes, and then the new Russian president takes over. It all depends on who the new next Russian president is. If the next Russian president is going to be like, no, I believe in what Putin said, then it's not going to stop that easily. So, you know, all we can do is hope this ends soon, pray, and donate blood, donate to the Ukrainian Red Cross, American Red Cross, whatever you could do to help. 1-877-DOCDALI.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.